You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It is the top of the hour and time for post-aquarium tapestry shopping with me, your host. And today we have a very special guest on air. We actually secured Margaret Thatcher's granddaughter for the show today. Margaret's granddaughter, can you say hi, please?
Hello.
Tell me a little bit about the Boston Tea Party.
I know nothing about the Boston Tea Party.
You may recognize this voice from last time. This is actually our co-host, Claire, and she will be joining us permanently on post-aquarium tapestry shopping for the remainder of the semester. Awesome. Claire, give me three fun facts about yourself.
Fun fact about myself is that I live in a dorm.
Okay, wow.
I also...
So fun.
I go to class most days. And on the weekends, I basically just watch The Office.
Mundane, but also scintillating. Okay, and why don't you start us off with a quick impression? You've been telling me you had a really good impression of what a politicized hot Cheeto would talk like were that hot Cheeto to assume the office of president. So, Claire, why don't you give us that impression real quick? Come on.
Okay. We're going to build the wall.
That's so bad.
It's going to be huge. That's not literally.
That was the Terminator. Wait, I'm going to do mine real quick, even though I don't think the FCC is going to like it.
I was not prepared.
I know. I just throw stuff at you and then like watch your face fall every time I say that you're going to do something. Okay, I'll do mine real quick and then we'll get to the music. My China. I have to have my China.
No, it's like China.
We can't say that on air.
No, it's China.
Okay, let's start off with some music. We're going to go with Broke Me in Two by Jonas Policewoman, Read My Mind by The Killers, and then December 1963 by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
About the way your hands took me with it, and I will never, I'll never hesitate, because ooh, you broke me in two like a lightning bolt hits the sea. You cut deep down in me, and you'll never have a thing to prove, because ooh.
So, Claire, our resident music specialist, what did you think about that last song, December 1963, Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
I think it was absolutely beautiful. Classic. Nothing wrong with that song. Only things kind of gives me PTSD because in high school, the boys sang it in my choir and never mind.
Okay, there you go. I gotta say, my favorite line of that one is when he goes, oh, what a night. That's my favorite part. What's your favorite part? Do you have a...
I'd say mine's probably like, late December back in 63. That's probably my favorite.
That was a lot better than when I sang. Okay, so we're just going to do a quick piece. I don't know if you guys know what the Odyssey online is. It's basically a site where college students can submit articles that are essentially clickbait. A lot of them are like, why it's hard to be a conservative on a college campus, or... why I have a bad relationship with my dad, stuff like that. So we're going to do a quick piece where I'm going to read Claire some titles. Half of them are going to be fake. Half of them are going to be real Odyssey online articles. And we're going to see if she can tell which ones are real and which ones are fake. You ready?
I am so ready.
Awesome. So I'm going to read them to you in twos, and you're going to have to figure out which one is real and which one is fake.
Okay, sounds good.
The first one is 8 reasons I'll never date a frat boy versus 10 reasons why my parents don't love me, as told in How to Get Away with Murder GIFs.
I'm going to say the first one is the real
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
The second one is from Teddy.
Yeah. That's an article I made, submitted. It didn't get through. Okay. So our second one, an open letter to the guy who never wanted to date me versus...
Okay.
Nope. I'm sorry. I never do this. An open letter to the guy. I'm sorry. An open letter to the guy who never wanted to date me versus an open letter to the guy who harvested my organs.
I'm going to say the guy who harvested your organs is probably the fake one.
That is the fake one. That would be a great article, though.
That really would be.
I want to know what someone has to say to the guy who harvested their organs. I think that's a response piece that we're missing in modern media.
Yeah, like, seriously.
Okay, sorry about that. Next one. This one is, just because I walked away doesn't mean I don't miss you. And for a little background information, the first line of this one is, because I do. Okay, and the article we're going to contrast that one with is... just because I'm dating your dad doesn't mean I don't miss you.
I think the second one is the fake one.
You are correct.
Wow, I'm so good at this.
Okay, honestly, I don't think we should go with fake or real because I'm sure that article exists out there somewhere on the Odyssey online. But yeah, it's not an article I found.
We don't want to discredit anybody who may have chosen to write these. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, so anyway, next one is, hi, my name is feminist, meninist, humanist, conservative, and liberal. I know, and I couldn't think of an equivalent title, so I'm just going to let that one speak for itself.
That a real one?
That is a real one,
wow,
right?
That's nice.
What was bouncing around in my head was like, hi, my name is Kathy, and I have an IUD, like, that's got to be one, right?
Pretty good.
Okay, we only have three more. Okay, here's one. 10 struggles young conservatives face just about every day, or I'm white.
That one's kind of hard.
That one's kind of hard, right?
Those ones are both, I would say, common entries in the Odyssey. I'm going to say I'm white is fake.
Yeah, I'm white is the fake one. But, okay, here we go. To the salesperson who gave me the wrong change, or to the boy who never really loved me.
To the salesperson who gave me the wrong change.
I'm the salesperson. And then our last one is 5 questions all animal science majors are tired of hearing versus... 5 questions I have about my own twigs and berries.
I think the twigs and berries are probably just you, right? That's an article you've written in your diary.
I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on down there. Okay. Claire, you did excellently. I think that's 100%.
Thank you.
And we are going to make fun of the Odyssey more when we come back for sure. But I've got to read one of these quick PSAs. So let's talk about brand responsibility. When burning outdoor, remember, if it's too hot to tooch, it's too hot to leave. Always burn responsible. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state foster, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit smokeybear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. I'm supposed to read that for like a minute, but I think that was 15 seconds. But as Claire pointed out, I only get in trouble for stuff if people are actually listening to my show.
Which
so
they probably aren't.
They aren't. So up next, we're just going to play some more music for you. We're going to do Sweet Nothing by Calvin Harris and Florence Welch, Bigger Than Us by White Lies, and then The Glow by Big Data and Kimbra.
Hollow in me.
And we're back, and I'm going to do a quick little piece called What a Time to Be Alive, where I read a relevant headline from around the U.S. today, and we just kind of ruminate on how that describes our current socio-political climate. Today's What a Time to Be Alive is an article from Fox59.com. Cheeto shaped like slain gorilla Harambe sells for $99,900 on eBay. What a time.
What a time.
All I'm thinking about is how I could get 99,900 cheeseburgers from McDonald's dollar menu from that much. You're like feeding the world, but you're not, because you just bought a hot Cheeto that looks like Harambe. Ruminate. Anyway, one more thing. Claire, what's the weirdest compliment your dentist has ever given you?
The weirdest compliment my dentist has ever given me?
Yeah. There's got to be a weird one in there. Like, your T43 is
clean. Your molars are growing in really well right now. Yeah. Or like, wow, your wisdom teeth, they're like already in.
Do you ever feel weird with your dentist? Like, weirdly intimate? Like,
yes.
Your hands are in my mouth.
And then they ask you questions.
I'm not wearing clothes.
Like, your hands are in my mouth. Oh, you don't wear clothes, you dentist.
Keep going. Do you have like a weird compliment your dentist has ever given you?
No, not in particular. Or like maybe like your lips are really chapped. That's a common one, I'd say.
I have like a very aggressive dentist.
Really?
The first weird thing, well, she didn't tell me. She was like working on my face or whatever. And then she like told my mom, she was like, her face is asymmetrical. I think she has a tumor. And my mom like freaked out. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I look weird, honestly. Like, I'm just radio listeners. Like, I don't like, I'm like Harvey Dent. Like, yeah. But anyway, so that was not a compliment. That was like the weirdest insult my dentist has ever given my mom. And then the weirdest compliment my dentist has ever given me was definitely, she was like, wow, you have a really juicy mouth.
Ooh, God.
And I was like, do I say that to you too? Like, do I have to be like, so do you?
Wow, that's really uncomfy.
I think about that like a lot. Like,
scarred you.
Yeah.
Permanently.
I don't know if it did though. It like shaped me.
Mm-hmm.
Like Teddy Juicy Mouth. I don't have a last name, so I don't think I'm allowed to say it on air. But
Juicy Mouth.
Yeah, Teddy, yo, little juicy mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what my dentist and I call each other.
Okay, you can stop telling me about this, please.
It's probably a good idea. Okay, you want to read me some Odyssey article titles?
I do.
I'm going to guess if they are real, fake, or haven't been discovered yet. That'll fall under fake.
Okay, you ready?
I'm so ready.
First one is Finding Love at Age 5.
Oh, that has to be real. There's no way that's fake.
It is.
There's probably like the cover photo is probably a picture of like a little boy kissing a little girl or something. Is that?
Oh no, it's about a stage. It's about theater. Oh God,
so disappointing.
Okay, next one. 10 reasons why you should stop buying 4 gallons of milk at once.
That's fake. That has to be fake.
It is fake. Okay. 15 reasons why I will always love the Teletubbies.
Oh my gosh, that's a really tough one. The Teletubbies themselves seem a little sophomoric for Odyssey, but I'm going to go with real.
No.
Really?
It's fake. Okay. Ooh, I got you.
It was the 15 reasons. They always want to give reasons for everything. It's
true.
Like 15 reasons why like Beethoven had lead poisoning.
Yeah,
and like, I'm like, why am I reading this?
Like enough reasons to justify it, but not like too many that you don't want to click on it.
Yeah, no,
you know, it's
exactly.
It's got to be like a happy medium. Okay. 2, love.
Is it like a number 2?
No, like 2, colon, love.
What does that even mean?
It's 2, colon,
you're love. Not that creative. That has to be a real article.
It is. It definitely
what is it about?
Dear love, I am not sure if you remember me or
oh,
not.
She's writing a letter to love?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. It's really beautiful.
I would write a letter to like skim milk or something.
Yeah,
like, I don't. Love's like so broad. It's like. And, like, not real, too. So.
All right, next.
Yeah.
12 things that people who spend a lot of time showering will understand.
Oh, that's real. That has to be real.
It's not.
What? That was such a good one. That was one I actually, like, got excited for. Like, I was like, shampoo in the eyes. It's got to be one of those. Like,
okay, next one.
Yeah.
Lumpy love, a PSA.
That's has to, no, it's so creepy. It has to be real.
It is.
What is lumpy love about?
Lumpy love.
Is it like BBW love?
Oh, like learning to love the loser in the mirror. It's about self-love. It's beautiful.
Lumpy love. Coming to theaters near you.
Okay. Next?
Yes.
5 reasons why spider monkeys are the absolute best.
Fake.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
Okay.
No one on that site knows what a spider monkey is.
Next one.
Yep.
An open letter to Texas weather.
That's gotta be real.
It is.
Yep.
Hey, you.
What is that about?
Oh, like, Texas weather?
I know, but like...
how unpredictable it is and crazy.
I'm just stumped. Okay, what's your next one?
Who sits down and is like, I'm going to write a letter to weather?
Maybe it's one of those people who writes a letter to something different every day, and they're like really scraping the bottom of the barrel. At this point, they're like, an open letter to the Sporks. What are you?
Or dear, like, Texas. Texas, Texas, Texas. You crazy state, you. Okay, next. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, you. An open letter to myself.
That's fake.
It's real.
You're so good at this.
Who would write an open letter to yourself? Like, you already know.
That's literally what, like, you're gonna thinking. Write. That's like.
It's like I do that constantly. All right. Last one. Okay. An open letter to daddy.
Fake.
Real.
No. Yeah. Which daddy?
Yes.
Like,
no, like
related, like, or?
Real daddy. When I am at my best, I am my father's daughter.
I still think this could be for either daddy, honestly.
Dear daddy, where do I begin? There are no words to describe my love for you.
I sent this exact letter to, like, 6, like, 75-year-old billionaires. So.
All right, that concludes our Odyssey segment.
She was really good at that. Oh, wait, we have to read a quick PSA back to the music. Okay. So, Claire, if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get on your way, what should I do?
That's a good question. I think I have the answer for you. You might want to visit the GED Pep Talk Center. There are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo.
I want, like, a level 6 by Will Arnett. That would be, like, my dream
one
pep talk.
And there's 13. Okay. There's in between.
So whatever level of motivation I need to get my GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for me?
Only if it's 1 through 13.
Okay, cool. I need a 15. Like,
no.
My level of laziness.
No, that has to come from you.
That's okay. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED. That's your GED. Or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Okay, now we're gonna play some more music for you. We're gonna do Gold by Ciara, Home by Nash and Johnny Yukon, and then Lion King by Janae Aiko.
Your brother.
doesn't matter where we are. We are never far apart. No, doesn't matter where we go. When I'm with you, I am home. Yeah, I am home.
I think it was last year on my birthday when you broke the news. Things ain't rolling how we need them to, and we have to move. But I said, Dad, get those moving boxes out the room and cut the cake. I'll get it, I got it, I give my all for you. Too many memories and feelings I'm not down to pack. So lately I've been putting all this weight up on my back. I know that's never what you wanted, Dad, but understand we can't afford another heart attack to keep the fam intact. It's whatever as long as we stick together. This shit's forever, above us there's nothing better. Do you remember when you said do what you love and don't give up, it's in your blood? That's when you taught me that if all I have is me, then all I need is family. If all I have is home, then all I am is happy. I may not know it all, but I do know this. Home isn't where you are, it's who you're with, and it
doesn't matter where we are. We are never far apart. No, doesn't matter where we go. When I'm with you, I am home. Yeah, I am home. When I'm with you, I am home. Yeah, I am home.
No matter where we go, we'll call it home. So no matter where we go, we're not alone. Why fix something if it isn't broke? You call it holding on, I call it hope. I'm not trying to make my sister move or trying to change my mama's mood. So I got all this shit to do to make sure moving's not the move. Cause lately I've been feeling all this pressure within. But one day we gon' all be back together again. So for now I'm on my grind, working all the time, sending all these dollar dimes to you. When I'm out there on the road, you can always hit my phone, so I'm always right there next to you. Now I'm missing all these birthdays, just to put my family in a good place. Cause that's all I wanted in the first place. Cause I only do it for my family, so we good. Because when I get it all, I'ma give it all to you. And when I get it all, I'ma give it all to you. And no, I did it all, yeah, I did it all for you.
When I'm with you, I am home, yeah, I am home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Okay, so you just go around breaking hearts just to see what is inside. Go around stealing them, feeding them to your pride. Did you ever stop and think that I might really need that to stay alive? I'm starting to believe that. Giving you my life, oh yeah. But it's okay, I'm gonna find my way. But as for you, I don't know what to say. If you don't learn, you'll never know a good thing. You'll never know a good thing.
You will never know, you will never know, no.
Serial lover, I wish your mother loved you like I coulda. That way you woulda known how to love. A1 monster, conditional lover. I wish your father would've stayed. I wish he never promised things that never did come true. But it's okay, you're bound to find a way. Cause it will all come back around one day. If you don't learn, you'll never know a good thing. You'll never know a good thing. You will never know. You will never know, no.
You'll never in all of the lies that you told. You'll never get it, I get it. I'm here on my own. I'll be on my own. But it's okay, I'm gonna find my way. But as for you, I cannot say the same. If you don't learn, you'll never know a good thing. Never know a good thing. You will never know. You will never know.
You will
no
never good. Know.
And we're back. This is about to wrap up the show. I hope you liked those last few songs. We've had a pretty good time so far. And to conclude our episode on the Odyssey, not the Iliad and the Odyssey, unfortunately, but the terrible website, I'm just going to read a few of the awful, terrible articles I found when I was going online for today's segment. Here we're going to go. We all know your gluten intolerance is fake. This person is loudly proclaiming that gluten intolerances are fake.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Every single gluten intolerance.
I don't think a doctor wrote it, but they're pretty
confident. No, it sounds pretty scientific, actually.
Here's another one. Why I won't apologize for my boyfriend being my best friend.
Don't.
It's brave. Who was asking her to apologize?
I don't know.
Girls with boyfriends who are their best friends are so, like, defensive about it. They're like, yeah, we're close, whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, no one's mad.
Like, no one cares.
I know. Okay. Here's, I'm not gonna lie, this one made me laugh. 8 Republicans I hate, but would still swipe right on.
That. Wow.
Okay, here's one. White girls unite. Ooh. How terrible.
Oh,
I think Tommy Lahren wrote that one.
Yeah.
I'm not
seriously.
Gonna lie. And the next one is actually why I won't apologize for being a white male. You know, 100% of the articles that start with why I won't apologize, no one's asking them to apologize for. It's just like extremely defensive people.
I'm so targeted.
I know, but I gotta say that's really brave of this white male to not apologize for being a white male.
You own your white maleness.
That's so brave.
Go you.
So brave. 40 Catholic abortion Instagram posts you need to see right now. That sounds fake, right?
God.
Ah,
that's real?
Yeah.
On the Odyssey?
Yep.
Too real.
Who wrote
also,
that?
No.
It's like,
no.
The picture's like a picture of the Pope.
What? What?
I'm like, who wrote this? I think it's actually like advertising for that new show, The Young Pope with Jude Law. I think it's like really weird, in-depth
probably.
Advertising for that. Like the last one is like watch The Young Pope to see more Catholicism. And then the last one, I'm convinced this one is satire. It's called I Am a Meninist and I Am So Over Feminists. And the entire article is just like women's places in the home, men's places in the workplace. And it's like, it has to be satire. I think it's brilliantly done satire, but it starts with, dear feminists, if you could put down your uterus hats for one moment and try to control your womanly emotions, we, the oppressed white men of the world, have a message for you. There's no way someone is that.
No, I think that is satire. That has to be satire,
right?
There's
no way someone's like that unaware. But also I looked in the comments to try to find out if the general public agreed that it was satire. There's zero comments. So I'm just like, like screaming into a void, like, is this satire? Like, tell me you didn't mean this.
Wow.
Like, okay.
If it were actually a Meninist thing, there would have been like a whole bunch of white guys that were like, yeah,
this is how I feel. Finally, someone said it. Yeah, where's my safe space? I'm going to go crack a beer on my head, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, so we have one more PSA to read before we can wrap it up, because it is 12:55 already. So I'm just going to drop Claire a beat real quick. She was known as Lil' Claire in middle school when she dropped it down on the Foursquare court.
It's true.
So you're about to hear the hottest beat on, what is this about?
Wildfire prevention, of course.
Wildfire prevention by Lil' Claire. You ready?
Mm-hmm. You see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
What?
That means that 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Causes include careless smoking, unsupervised burning of debris unattended, blah, blah, blah. Something. Public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyTheBear.com. I meant SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires!
She dropped the mic.
Yeah, I did.
That my hand is like covered in spit right now. like halfway through, I just started throwing up to make noise.
That's how you knew you were literally spitting fire.
I was spitting
not
fire.
Wildfires.
My dentist was right. I got a juicy mouth and I cannot beatbox because like my hand's like right now. I'm gonna sanitize. Don't worry. I don't know why you'd be like worrying about that.
Be careful.
Yeah, just be careful.
There are a lot of diseases going around here, man.
Be careful. Yeah, the flu is like a thing. So like if you're gonna
also neuro.
Yeah, true.
Bad news, man.
So this is a little, like, not official PSA. If you beatbox, wash your hands afterwards.
Do it into your elbow. Did you not
learn that in grade school? 9 out of 10 people who beatbox will develop... Can prevent wildfires. Incredible. Okay, thank you for sharing this hour with us. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your co-hosts, DJ Claire. You gonna say something?
No.
All right. And DJ Teddy. Thank you again for joining us. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. It's a little bit rainy out there. And join us next week for another episode of Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping. Thanks, you guys.